Chapter 1. Passive-aggressive behavior explained. Passive-aggressive behavior has various traits and levels of disguising the way a person with this disorder truly feels at any given moment. This type of behavior is reactive and is identified by nonverbal aggressive actions or reactions. Anger and frustration is bottled up instead of being discussed in a proactive manner, and the outlet is often negative, with an indirect method of communicating with others about the way you may be feeling. Not all passive-aggressive people are overt with such actions. Others tend to keep a lid on how they feel, hiding the rage until it begins to further annoy them. Below are some signs to look out for. Sudden, violent outbursts. Moodiness or mood swings. Ignorance. Anger. Frustration. Evading contact, verbal or physical. Sulking. Sudden frequent changes in attitude. Self-pity. And procrastination. It is not always easy to recognize when you are in the company of a passive-aggressive, as most of these individuals can often display a calm and approachable demeanor, making it difficult for others to know or understand what the passive-aggressive is really thinking or feeling at any time. An important thing to note: not all people who can relate to the above traits/characteristics are passive-aggressive. All humans have experienced most, if not all, of the above at some stage in their lives. So, if you're beginning to worry yourself, then take a step back. This does not necessarily mean that you have this disorder. However, if you find that you can identify with the above and that these characteristics are frequent, then you would be wise to inform your doctor of these occurrences ASAP. Many relationships suffer due to passive-aggressive behavior. People who suffer with PAB will often lash out, indirectly, at the people who they're mostly in contact with each day, manipulating others into a situation in which they're powerless, understand, or resolve, because they are not really aware of what the true problem is, hence the passive-aggressive causing the confusion. And this addition of frustration from the recipients of the passive-aggressive person only adds to an already tense and perplexing situation. Passive-aggressive behavior is rife within many relationships the world over, affecting partners, parents, children, and friends. The PAB will often seek out those people who they're sure will act according to their requests, acting in ways that almost force others to cooperate with their demands, although the truth of the matter is seldom ever clear, especially when the passive-aggressive makes themselves unavailable. Lack of communication, mumbling, one-worded answers, no eye contact, smashing up property in a show of strength instead of communicating the real issue. Criticism is another method used to mask any feelings of vulnerability that a passive-aggressive might have in order to throw someone off scent so as to hide the true emotions. A form of reverse psychology to throw the internal pain and suffering onto others in effort of further manipulation. There is difficulty in any sort of rational behavior from the passive-aggressive due to their turbulent emotional activity, which causes the outburst with the emotional availability, self-loathing, and other destructive patterns. Hence, why they feel the need to offload onto another as the tension that is held within becomes too much to bear and so needs an outlet, which is often an indirect action or attitude. Passive-aggressive behavior is no longer diagnosable by psychologists and often becomes a habit if not treated soon enough, which will lead to a person falling deeper into the hole of despair and depression, as well as imposing this disorder onto other well-intentioned folk. Should you suspect anyone in your family or social circles to have this disorder, but you'd rather not go down the medical or professional route, then you can always research passive-aggressive behavior and arm yourself with enough knowledge to at least keep yourself well-informed and up-to-date. Knowledge is power, and sometimes is just enough to begin to make a difference.